dragons, murder, and an eclipse. There's a lot to do in Waco this week. It's time for Act Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate.
I'm Will Burney.
I'm Ashley Thornton.
So tell me, Ashley, what do we have coming up tonight in Waco?
Well, tonight at the Hippodrome, they are doing the movie La La Land with a shadow cast. So that'll be a lot of fun. It starts at 6:30 and costs $10. They are going to have the Waco Civic Theater folks who
and
are
going to
provide live dancing choreography along with the 2016 Oscar-winning film La La Land. So that should be a lot of fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun. This evening, the Brazos Theater presents an 80s murder mystery. Murder. It's a totally rad prom that could be ruined by murder.
Ooh, that's grody.
That's like grody to the max. Like, grab your most righteous prom attire and join the Brazos Theater for a totally tubular night. The cost is $15 to $28 at the Brazos Theater, 7524 Bosque Boulevard, Suite Q in Waco. And what do we have coming up on Saturday, Ashley?
All kinds of great things happening on Saturday, starting at 8 o'clock a.m. on the Brazos River with the Dragon Boat Festival. This is going to be a new, I hope, annual event. It's sponsored by Enrich Seniors, which is a terrific nonprofit in town that helps improve the lives of seniors in our community. But a dragon boat race. Dragon boating has been around for 2,300 years. It originated in China. And basically what it is these long canoes with 20 paddlers matched up in rows and a drummer at the front beating out the time to motivate the team. So there'll be 21 people all working together in unison on each 42-foot long canoe racing down the Brazos. So that should be a lot of fun. Saturday morning.
And so there's no real dragons?
No real dragons.
Okay, no real dragons.
No real dragons.
So what else do we have, Ashley?
Well, also starting at 8 o'clock, Waco Walks has an event at MCC campus. We're going to be walking for about 2.5 miles, enjoying the trees and hills and views of MCC campus. If you haven't explored that campus, it's really beautiful. So it'll be a nice early morning, shady walk, perfect for getting in some summer exercise. So dress for the weather, bring your own water. Pups are welcome as long as they are on a leash and you come prepared to scoop the poop. We're going to be meeting in parking lot R, which is on Powell Drive, just off 19th Street, at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
And then later at 11, it's all the brunchy things at Waco 52. It's a pop-up breakfast with art and music, a vegetarian buffet-style brunch, and of course juice, coffee, and mocktail spritzers. The menu will include some of Luna Juice Bar's signature breakfast items. It's $15 per person, and that's at 712 Austin.
And then Saturday afternoon is the annual Meet the Bears. It'll be at 2:30 p.m. at McLean Stadium. This is your opportunity to meet the incoming Baylor Bears football team and our new coach, Matt Rule. They will be available to sign autographs. The first 5,000 fans will receive an exclusive Meet the Bears poster for autographs, in fact. Fan parking is going to be at the Lot 2 entrance, and attendees will enter the stadium through Gate C. Starting at 2:30 p.m., Coach Rule is going to be at the top of Section 115 signing the exclusive Meet the Bears poster or one personal item if you want to bring that. And the Bruisers locker room and the sideline shop bookstore are all going to be open with all your official Baylor merchandise available for purchase. So head on out to McLean Stadium, 2:30 p.m. to meet the Bears. So, Will, what's happening on Monday?
Well, Monday, Ashley, there's this little bitty event called a solar eclipse. So at the Central Library.
Well, you know, it's not actually just at the Central Library. It's going to be all over the world.
So, yes, all over the world. But at the Central Library specifically, there's the Solar Eclipse Bash. You'll hear from physicist Dr. Augusto Carballido, plus awesome hands-on eclipse activities, and a chance to put something in the library time capsule that they'll open at the next solar eclipse. So that's at 10 a.m. at the Central Library, 1717 Austin Avenue. So tell me, Ashley, what do we have coming up on Tuesday?
Well, on Tuesday, Christian Women's Job Corps is having their volunteer training. It'll be at 6 o'clock in the evening at their offices, which are at 1101 Wooded Acres, Suite 107. That's a little shopping center right behind the McDonald's on Wooded Acres. If you haven't heard of Christian Women's Job Corps, they are a terrific organization that helps women get prepared to enter the workforce. Either women who have been out of the workforce for a while, or maybe this is their first time to try to enter into the workforce. They use lots of volunteers. The volunteers help with tutoring, mentoring, and teaching computer skills. So if you are at all interested in serving our community in that way, this is a great opportunity. It'll be at 6 o'clock p.m. Again, Christian Women's Job Corps Volunteer Training, 1101 Wooded Acres.
And on Wednesday, it's the Beer Ingredient Cook-Off with Bear Arms Brewery. Bring your favorite dish, highlighting your favorite Bear Arms brews and ingredient. There will be prizes awarded to both the judge dishes and the fan favorites. There's lots of prizes, including T-shirts and crowlers. And Shorty's Pizza Shack will be there sponsoring the event and providing some pizzas prepared with Bear Arms beer dough. That's at 7 p.m. at the Bear Arms Brewing in 2515 LaSalle Avenue in Waco. And on Thursday, what do we have, Ashley?
Well, on Thursday, there should be a terrific lecture. It's going to be at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum, which is at 2801 West Waco Drive at 6:30. It'll be Baylor's professor Bob Darden, who is an expert on Black gospel music. He will be sharing his expertise on the topic of music that matters, the enduring power of freedom songs. So if you love those songs or if you want to learn about those songs, this is a terrific opportunity. It's free. It's hosted by the Historic Waco Foundation. Again, it'll be at 6:30 p.m. Thursday at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum.
Well, there's certainly a lot to do in Waco this week. You can find a full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org. It's great to have you here, Ashley, letting us know what's happening in our big, small town.
Thanks for having me, Will.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.